will write your book. I 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 will write your book right now. Listen up.
All right, this is cassette tape 8. Hello. Welcome to another episode of I Will Write Your Book. My name is Will Hines, and I am a ghostwriter. That means I help other people write their books for them. And in this podcast, I play the recordings of the meetings I have with my various clients. With me, as always, is my copy editor, Karen Donahue. Karen, hi.
Hello.
How are you? How's it going?
You don't care. You don't care.
Why is that such?
You just want such a belligerent thing for me just to ask. How you are. You truly don't care.
I could
care.
Or
it's some kind of, you're just trying to give the illusion of thoughtfulness. I don't really know.
It's honestly the most throwaway small talky thing I could say. It's nothing. Well, thank you for being here. I'm glad. We have another client today. I've not met this gentleman before. We're contacting him over Zoom. And I'm excited to see what the project is. Do you have a heart out, Karen? Are you all set for this?
Stop asking about my life. Okay. I'll get it done. I set aside the time, and I'm going to send you the bill.
Hey, you're a professional. Oh, yeah, that's right. You invoiced me for this. Okay. His name is Chuff Mitchell. Let's bring him on right now. I think I've connected him. Chuff, are you there?
Oh, hey. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Chuff, great. Yeah, nice to hear you. Yeah, I'm Will.
Yeah.
We've emailed a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
And, yep. Yeah. And my copy editor, who would be working on the book if we decide to go forward, Karen Donahue, is also here.
Hi, Chuff.
Okay, I'll go out. Okay, yeah. So you, cool.
Yeah.
So I can see both of you in the little boxes.
That's right. We're all in our little boxes.
This is
here
crazy. I've never used this before. My son set this up for me.
Oh well, you're doing great. Yeah, it's nuts the first time you do it, right?
Yeah.
It's
a this is futuristic. Like the future, man. This is it right here. We're in it.
Yeah.
So is it okay? So wow, huh? It's like in real time.
Oh, yeah. It's like I say
something.
So you
can see me waving?
Yeah.
You're waving right now. Yeah, we see it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's something else. It's and it works pretty well. We've done a lot of business meetings over this. You're gonna be thrilled by
this.
I'm
so excited to be here.
Oh, it's great. Great to be meeting with you. Chuff, let's just get right into it. What kind of book were you thinking of having us do?
Oh, so for years, I've been trying to get this thing out of my head and onto the page. You know what I mean?
Great. Yes,
but I'm
absolutely.
Too busy.
Okay.
You know, I'm too busy. I'm a single father.
Oh,
and,
single.
Okay. And frankly, my band is doing so well right now that I just don't have enough time to commit to writing it. So when I heard about that this service even exists, that someone else could write a book for me, I was like, fuck, yes.
Yeah, so you were.
I want to write an instructional drum book. I want to write an instructional drum book.
Instructional?
Karen just coughed.
You saw me do that.
That's totally okay.
Yeah.
I'm only asking because of the pandemic.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. And you can't catch anything over this.
Do we know that?
Yes. You're not going to catch it.
I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen any specific studies on it exactly, but it just common sense tells me that the virus can't go over.
Okay.
Electronic lines.
I don't read anything about any of it. So,
okay. Yeah.
You know,
you're probably better off, Chuff. To be honest with you, you're probably better off. Hey, so are you a drummer in your band?
Yeah, I'm a drummer in a band.
Oh, okay.
And
nice.
So I've always wanted to write a book that is 1,000. It's called 1,001 Rad Fills for the Rad Drummer. And that's all it is. Page after page of just brutal, crushing drum fills that any drummer at any level could learn. And I also want you to make it an audiobook as well. So I assume you could also just perform the pieces as well so that the listener could learn the pieces as well. How good a drummer are you?
I have never done it. You want me to be performing the fills?
My assumption
audiobook?
Is from your position, you act as me.
I mean, in a way, that's true. As the ghostwriter, I will be representing you when I write this book. But you're saying for the audio format, you also would like me to play examples of the rad fills?
Yeah. You know?
Okay.
It's for any drummer, any drummer at any level.
That's
will.
Quite
any
a drummer.
The whole point any of level. It. So any level, any drummer. Yeah. That includes you.
But that just means you're saying that even a total beginner drummer would be able to play these fills, and also the most seasoned and expert drummer would be thrilled to do them.
That is the author's intention, you know, okay. is that it be accessible. I don't want this to be one of those drum books that is like... That talks down to beginner drummers. Sure. And I don't want it to be one of those drum books that an expert drummer is like, I don't need this. I want both of them to look at this and think and hear, I need this in my life.
I like that you refer to yourself as the author. I think it's important to have that kind of self-esteem when you said this is the author's intention.
Yeah.
I think you've got the right attitude towards yourself.
Oh, nice. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Okay, so you don't want it to be patronizing to a seasoned drummer, and you don't want it to exclude the new. It's got to be somehow work for both those levels.
Yep.
Are there 1,001? Have you thought through? Are you sure you have that many? That's just quite a number to promise.
Oh, that's easy. And I'm assuming we got an hour here to talk. I mean, I can just run them down for you verbally. You transcribe them, and then we'll just put them out. Like page one, fill one is da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da So okay. I want the book to be split into sections, beginning, middle, end, because that, I heard, is a story.
You're right.
Yes, in a way, a story
You're
is
right.
a beginning,
exactly
middle, and end.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's also, I want the beginning to have fills that work to intro a song. The middle is fills that work for the middle or the bridge of the song. And the end, solos.
Oh, nice. Yeah, exactly. When the drummer just takes over.
Just fucking dominates, bro.
Dominates, yes. And you said before you want these, you're guaranteeing, or the intention of this is
how
that
about
these fills.
From what you just said, how about 1,001 rad fills for the dominant drummer? I don't know.
It's kind of fun to have rad twice. We'll keep them both on the table. Yeah. 1,001 rad fills for the rad drummer is good. I like the dominant drummer. You want these fills to crush? Is that right? Did I hear
you
right?
You would like crush. I want the drummers who play these fills to feel the power, right?
Okay, power.
Because a lot of people make the mistake in thinking, hey, drummers, bass players, get over there. You're the rhythm section. Shut up. Nobody wants to hear from you, right?
Get in the background.
Here's the thing. Every fill is an opportunity to steal focus.
Okay.
You cut.
Let me just write that down.
You cut straight through the singer. You cut straight through the guitarist noodling on his little guitar, and you just give him one of these. Grakum, grakum, grakoku, gakoku, grak, grak, bish, bish, grapish, 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 brum, ka. That.
Right. Did you write that down, Will?
I got a little. I got grakum, grakum.
Are you familiar? I don't know. How familiar are you with like traditional drum rudiments, snare drum techniques? Traditional grip, modern grip, flams, paradiddles.
How familiar? I would say I'm zero familiar currently.
Okay, can you read music at all?
Yes.
Great.
I played piano for 2 years as a young child.
Okay, terrific. You know what?
Yeah.
Piano, you wouldn't think it, a percussion instrument.
It is. Yeah, there's hammers hitting the string.
Because it's hammers hitting the string.
Okay, all right, so it's percussive. Yeah, so I guess I have a little percussive experience then.
That's
why
I like you, man. I could, you know.
That's why we.
You like him?
Honestly, just in the little talking we've done, I was like, this guy's a drummer. This
See?
Guy, I knew
Karen?
It.
Well, maybe I am kind of a drummer. Maybe I could do this. I don't
know. You're really not. I don't think you could.
I got grat goom, grat goom, grat goom. And then I lost track. Well, we've got that recorded. I'll be able to go back and
you can just transcribe it.
You know, Chuff, it's when I'm at a show and somebody goes into a drum solo, that you really feel.
Oh,
you know,
it's my favorite part.
You feel it in your bones.
It's my favorite part. I look forward to it.
You can feel it in every, you know, fiber of your body.
And if the singer sings too long and the drummer doesn't do anything, I'm like, this is a ripoff. Like, let me see the guy in the back steal focus. That's what I want.
And it's about those moments. Because I'm not trying to, listen, I'm not sitting here saying, like, every song should just be a drum solo. I'm
not
interested.
Of course not.
You know?
No.
Here's what the drums are. The heartbeat of the band. right? Holy now, that isn't shit. To say that it doesn't, you don't also want to hear from the brain, hear from the other, you know, parts of the body, yeah. right? That's the singer and the guitar player, whatever. But the heartbeat, that is.
That's the drummer.
That's what's
the drummer.
Keeping the whole thing alive, baby.
What's yeah, the brain? The brain is it. Probably the singer. Yeah.
Brain
that's
is the
words.
Singer with his words yeah. and his, you know, he's saying yeah. stuff and he's trying to make
what's
you.
What's a bass player?
Bass player? Bass player yeah. is the drummer's best friend. You know?
Okay, so there's the heartbeat also, of the band and then the best friend of the heartbeat.
Yep.
Yeah, the heart's best friend. That's really good.
You know, when you talk about recently, RIP, gone too soon, Neil Peart from Rush, Canadian super group, super trio, mega amazing band, such an inspiration.
He's one of the gods of drumming. Right? Like everybody I know is a drummer. Neil Peart is one of the torches on the highest mountain.
Absolutely,
that you
right?
to.
But Geddy yeah. Lee playing bass right there with him. Best friend.
Best friend.
Alex Lifeson, you know, he's wandering around noodling on a guitar. Great, I love it. But listen,
sure.
when you're watching that band play, that interconnection between Geddy Lee and
you're
Neil
getting so
Peart,
close to the microphone. You're getting so close.
That is the human body.
I feel chills. I feel chills. This is incredible.
Jeff, what's the name of your band?
God is a Cannibal.
God is a Cannibal. And what do you have a genre of music that you tend to specialize in, your band? Or?
We are a black metal band. But okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I've played in bands. I've played in wedding bands. I've played in top 40 cover bands. I've been playing for a long time. You know, like I'm a working man's drummer out here.
So these fills are going to cover, these fills would work in a lot of different genres.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, actually, thank you. Here's what I don't want. Just because I'm in a metal band right now, I don't want the font to be metal and for it to look like.
Sure.
I don't want it to be attractive to just metal drummers because you could play these fills in a jazz setting. You could play these drum fills in a classical setting, in an orchestral setting. You could break the fill up and spread it across the entire percussion section in an orchestra. I mean, marimba, glockenspiel, triangle, snare drum, timpani. You could split all the pieces up of the
what's
fill
an example
I just
of
gave
a,
you.
What's an example of a triangle fill? Like, what if you're restricted to just the triangle? Is that possible to have a fill just on that?
Oh, I mean, here's what I'll say. In an orchestral context, absolutely. In a rock context, it would be difficult to have a triangle fill, but you could certainly punctuate a moment.
Another fill with a triangle.
And you know what? I do know a guy who's made, a guy I know builds enormous triangles.
Okay.
He's trying to compete with gongs. You know, he thinks gongs have stolen a lot of the focus as this big final thing you hit. But so he's building like 8, 10 foot across triangles so that you can really, because a triangle reverberates. You know what I mean? Triangle.
Oh, yeah. It cuts through. It
you know,
cuts
that's why
through.
They used to call people, you call cowboys to dinner, you know, clanging on the triangle.
Wow, that's the history. That's a bit of history.
Some of America's earliest drummers are frontier cooks.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way, but that makes total sense.
Jeff, can I just say you are like so, you're dynamic and you're confident, okay?
Yeah.
Now, these are qualities that Will lacks.
Okay.
Is that necessary to bring up sort of?
Well, I'm doing you a favor here, Will. So what I'm wondering, Chuff, would you be willing to mentor Will?
Well, that's not, I don't know if that's necessary. I feel like I'm enough swing in my life.
Just, you know, show him how to be confident. He has no passions. He has nothing that he's interested in at all. He's like a jack of all
trades
of interest.
That's not true. I'm taking a course right now in fonts and typefaces.
Just a tiny little thing. This is what I'm talking about. He tries, he dips his toe in everything in the universe, but he never immerses himself in something, okay?
Here's what I'm going to say. Based on what you're telling me, Karen, and what little interaction I've had with you, Will.
Yes, Chuff.
You're like a words guy. You know?
Absolutely.
You're a words guy. You're
no
all you live in your head. You know, you probably you write these books, you know, you seek out people who live interesting, more passionate, emotional lives so that you can write about them, allowing you to experience those emotions passively rather than having to actively take a meaningful step towards experiencing those things for yourself. You know what you are?
What?
You're a tourist in an emotional world.
Yes, Chuff.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. Right? Exactly.
That is, yeah. full disclosure, that is a song from an EP that God is a Cannibal has coming up, Emotional. You're an Emotional Tourist.
Awesome.
And it's all about
tourist in an emotional world.
So you're a tourist in an emotional world. And that's a really, that's tough, man. You got to be brave. You got to find this book. You know what this book is going to do for you, Will Hines?
No.
It's going to let you find your own heartbeat. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Get ready to fall in love.
I'm not ready.
Are you
married? I mean, I am ready. I'm ready. I have been. I'm not currently.
Oh, same.
Yeah. It's sort of...
I miss her every day.
It went south.
Oh, Chuck, what happened?
You know, it is a... it's hard to be a musician and keep any kind of normal... relationship. You know, you're away from home a lot.
Right.
There's a lot of difficult resentment and a lot of other women to sleep with in cities where your wife is not.
Sure.
And
that's a tough situation.
At a certain point, that just became really hard for the two of us to navigate our way through, you know?
Right.
That is, my sympathies. That is rough.
But, you know, we are very good co-parents.
Oh,
to two
that's good.
Amazing sons.
Oh.
Congratulations.
I speak to her so often through the boys, and she's doing great.
Oh, so you've never actually, you don't actually have a direct conversation with your ex-wife. You just...
Through the boys, you know, any information that needs to be, and then, you know, I'll be honest, a couple times a year, you know, an email might be exchanged here and there.
Sure, a couple times a year, that's a lot.
You know, if something's coming up or, you know, something important has to be dealt with or something. But otherwise it's best we found to, you know, use the boys as mediators between the two of us.
Oh, okay. So they're mediating. They're not just.
That's not part of it. Don't put this part in the book.
This part won't be in the book. This
okay,
is just
great,
backstory,
great.
So I'm on the same page with where you're coming from. None of this will go in the book.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe indirectly. Maybe, you know, it'd be kind of fun to have some sad fills. We could sort by emotion, like depending on what emotion you need.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the middle part of the section, because a lot of times a middle fill is taking you, the listener, from some progressive part of the introductory element of the song into a more languid or slower piece in the bridge or in the middle, you know, or something like that. So if you're playing a song that's like a very high BPM and you're giving fills that are like da 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 da,
write it down.
I'm writing it.
But then, if that's what you've been doing, and you get to the middle of the song where you know you're going to go into an acoustic breakdown, then it's ka ka boo 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 ka.
Oh, I feel it. Yeah, you're slowing it down. I like how some of these are questions.
Yeah, exactly.
They really are questions. It's like, what about this?
Thank you for getting that.
What about that?
Right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes the fill is asking the audience, are you ready for the next part of the song? Right?
I like that. It's a conversation.
Are you ready for this?
It's a conversation between you and the audience.
Hey, guys, it's the same thing we're doing right now, having a conversation, except you're doing it from your heart instead of from your head.
Chuff, I noticed your arms are moving a lot and you're knocking a lot of things over on the shelves near you. Are you? I just want to make sure you're not hurting yourself or you're not.
No. Everything. My son's made sure everything in my surrounding area of their computer is non-breakable. It can be knocked over.
Yeah.
It can be hit. This water glass has a lid on it. It's kind of like an adult sippy cup kind of thing. You know. I'm like, listen, I'm a passionate guy.
I'm
so excited to be endeavoring on this project with you guys, and I'm blown away that you're even interested in what I'm doing. So you know, I'm like, I gesture a lot with my hands because that's how I emote. You know, it's like, here, what's the difference between this, right? And I'm just playing versus
just
this,
playing the
right? Like, I'm just punctuating my words versus when I'm playing drums, I'm saying my words with my hands.
Right. So it's the same thing. You're either using your drums to express yourself or your words in a way are stand-ins for your drum sounds.
Chuff, your hands are huge.
Yeah.
They are huge.
Yeah.
They've been
surgically
altered.
I'm just curious, do you do...
Did I have them surgically altered?
They were surgically altered?
They surgically altered? They look inhumanly large.
No, I'm sure you've read that that is possible. You can add an extra knuckle to a couple of fingers.
I've read that in many places.
I do know a couple of drummers who've either done that, or there's a guy in New York who was born with an extra knuckle. It just allows you to handle the sticks even smoother. You can really lock a stick in if you have an extra knuckle between your first two knuckles. You can really lock the stick in.
It's a little pocket for the stick there.
Oh, and that pocket, that hand pocket, finger pocket, I'm going to use finger pocket. Use finger pocket in the book.
I really want you to use finger pocket as much as you can.
That once you get in the finger pocket, once you lock in the finger pocket, then you're in the pocket. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow.
In the pocket.
Yes.
Write that down. Once you lock in the finger pocket, you're in the pocket.
Yeah.
So do you just do exercises with your hands, Chuff? Do you take a tennis ball and squeeze it?
I've got some of those wire gripper things that look like just two handles with a little swirly thing at the top.
This might not be the place for me to bring this up, but I've actually been writing some of my own songs, and I am an amateur. Let me say that right up top. I've been trying to express myself.
We're all amateurs, man. We're all amateurs.
I love that. I love that thought. And I don't know if I'm stepping out of bounds, please check me. But maybe I could send you a demo.
I'm going to answer your question right now, Will. Yes, I will be in your band.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. That's
yeah. The answer is yes. I will be in your band.
Okay.
I've got
way
a strict.
Ahead of what
if someone wants me to be in their band, I will do it.
Do you end up overextending yourself sometimes?
All the time.
Okay. Like being in too many bands and too many projects.
I'm in seven bands right now.
That's so many. That's
three
so
of
many.
Them are in competing high school bands.
That's rough.
In high school, they choose to be singers or keyboard players, not a lot of drummers. So a lot of young kids need drummers. So I put up flyers, I post on Craigslist.
You're out there looking for bands to join.
Oh, yeah. Because here's the thing. I want to express myself as much as I possibly can. You know?
Seven bands currently. Okay, well, I certainly won't impose on your schedule. I'll send you some songs. I have some MP3s. They're nothing.
What's your style?
Yeah, well.
Emo minus, sort of an emo minus kind of
what's
a
minus,
soft
minus
emo,
what?
Like minus... anger, like just slow, low emo, low, soft emo.
Yeah.
Like
you seem like a emo kind of emotional guy, like someone who'd like
beta.
To use a song to try and figure out what emotions even are or how they even work.
One of my songs is "What Are My Feelings." That's a 10 minute song where I just say feelings. Short songs.
Yeah.
A quick 10 minute. What are my feelings? I'm throwing these together. I got another one that's like, what did I do wrong?
Okay.
You're so obsessed with yourself. Well, you really are.
It's pretty common for a musician to put himself
really
as part of the story when they're writing.
It helps you, man. It helps you figure it out. It's a catharsis.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
And you know what? None of these tracks have drums. It's just me and a ukulele I found in the garbage.
Sorry, man. I'm out.
Oh, you're out? What happened?
I've got a strict no ukes rule.
Oh, sorry about that. Well,
no worries.
We found that out early.
It's not about you. It's just the ukulele thing hit about 8 years ago. There was a lot of bands who were basically doing ironic takes on other musical styles.
Like
only
a ukulele,
with a ukulele
cover of Nirvana or something like that.
I was in a ukulele heavy metal band. I was in a ukulele reggae band. I've been in a lot of ukulele / genre bands. And I'm going to be honest, I can't do it anymore. You know,
one of my ex-wives, Linda, in our divorce settlement, one of the bones of contention was I got obsessed with too many girls on YouTube who were just playing ukulele covers. Like, she found out how many I had subscribed to.
Sure.
And I was, you know, having emotional affairs in my head with these women.
I get it, man. I get it.
Yeah. I went too far.
Maybe you could learn some other instrument. Well,
I love the uke. It really speaks to me. I'm not ready to leave it behind yet.
Be careful,
man.
So
you had a lot of emotional affairs. That's what Linda accused you of.
That was one of her lists. She had a pretty extensive bulleted list of things that had gone wrong. And item
number
Chuff, four.
You had a lot of actual affairs.
I did.
A lot of sex with strangers.
I did. They were non-emotional, though. They were non-emotional.
Terrific.
Non-emotional.
Non-emotional.
Would you ever have sex with a stranger?
Well, almost exclusively in those instances, because I truly loved my wife and I was never seeking to replace her or have the primacy of our intimacy and our connection be challenged whatsoever. All I really wanted in those moments where I would be on tour or whatever was the quick transactional release of connecting with someone on a physical level.
I had the exact opposite experience. Complete emotional affairs, no physical components, lots of crying over emails. I envy your lifestyle choices.
You know what, man? I think writing my book is going to help you out a lot.
Oh, I hope so. Why haven't you been able to do this yourself? And that's not an accusation. It's just that way I'll know what you've been missing that I can help. Oh, it's time, you said.
It really just comes down to time. You know,
time.
I've got
okay.
these two boys that I'm co-parenting very successfully. Both of them are also in they're in school, they're in extracurriculars, they're both in therapy, we're all in group therapy. And then on top of it, I'm in 7 bands currently, but as of 6 months ago, I was in another 3, I was in 10 bands for almost all of the last year, you know?
You've cut down to 7, which
I've cut it down to, 3 of them disbanded, I didn't do it. I would still be in 10 bands if it were up to me.
Gotcha. 3 of them just disbanded.
Yeah, well, the kids graduated and went off to college.
They graduated
and
even high school.
Though
so you,
I've
you were
offered...
in 6 high school bands and now you're only in 3. Okay.
Yeah, different, well, and to be clear, different high schools. So like oftentimes when there's a battle of the bands, I'm oftentimes playing against myself, you know, which is difficult.
Karen, would you, since Chuff doesn't have time to be in my musical endeavor, do you think you would have time to help me with my songs? I know that you have some musical background, Karen. Like,
you're
maybe
really
you could...
making this all about you right
just
now.
Just while we're on the subject.
I mean, you're
really quick
turning this around
barely.
On you.
It's just a quick digression.
You know, why
digression.
Don't you just take some drum lessons or something so you figure out how the hell to write this book?
Well, I have tiny
hands.
That's
what you need to spend your time doing.
I have small hands and the sticks
get
I get tired.
Get a tennis ball. I told you. Strengthen your hands.
Strengthen
I've been telling
hands.
You that.
I
you need
do
to
it.
Strengthen your hands.
Gotta strengthen those hands.
I've tried to drum and I cramp so early.
You need to strengthen them.
I just want to echo what Karen said. You gotta strengthen your hands.
Do you ever get cramps in your palm?
Oh yeah. Oh, you can get you can cramp up. There are so many ways to cramp up, and that's what you got to be careful of. You know, and that actually maybe should be part of the book is drummer's
stretches.
It could
be like injury. Yeah, drummer
stretches.
You know,
like the drummer, because I spend, before I do any gig, I do a pretty elaborate 45-minute stretch, you know.
That's a long time.
Knuckle by knuckle, finger by finger, the beds, the bridges, I don't know what the lines on your hands are called, you know, when someone reads your palm, I don't know what those, your lifeline and whatever, but you know, whenever one of those people looks at my hand, they always look at me kind of sad, like, oh, well, that's not good, you know, but
ouch.
I don't know what it means exactly, but so you can cramp anywhere up through your thumb, straight out of this part of your hand, this can cramp, you can cramp so many different ways. And there is nothing worse than knowing you have a solo coming up and you're already cramping up, you know?
Because you're going to have to push through it.
Yeah, you're going to have to push through it. And it means you're going to do a lot of footwork. You know, this is going to be a very bass drum heavy solo, you know, which is fine.
Like how? What would a bass drum heavy solo be like?
Oh, so, you know, instead of, you know, snares, toms, and cymbals, you know, the things your hands hit. Instead, what you have to do is, you know, you can only do intermittent snare or tom hits. So it's like,
give yourself a little rest.
That's the bass drum. That that's your feet. You know, so that could be a
Yeah, I don't know what
you
got to
be careful which way you're going with it.
You ruined it.
You know,
ruined it.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I just want to make sure what you're writing is what I'm doing.
Well, it's definitely goo 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 goo
goo goo goo goo goo goo goo goo goo goo
I think you do, Will.
I think you got it.
Write it down.
My hand is cramping. Just writing
it down. Oh, your hand is cramping just trying to write?
I didn't know there'd be so much note taking.
We've got it recorded.
I'll go back and transcribe it.
And I've got hours of this stuff recorded if you want me to send it to you.
Really?
I'd love it.
I've got hours of it.
Just not you actually playing the drums, but you just driving.
Because usually these things will come to me when I'm like driving or in the shower or doing something like that.
You'll just grab your phone, hit the voice memo.
Exactly. And then I just like speak my fills or my solos into that. And then that kind of saves them. I've got like so much of it. Like my phone is, I don't even have room to put like any more songs on my phone.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'd love to have those. Chuff, I think we have what we need for the basic consultation. If you don't mind.
Yeah. Great.
Oof. Karen and I are going to talk on our own, and then if you have time tomorrow, we'll call you tomorrow with a follow up.
Absolutely, please. Yeah. Oh, I'd love to. I'm making myself 100% available to you guys between 2 and 2:15 tomorrow.
Oh,
cool.
That's terrific. That's all. That's all we need. 2 and 2:15. Okay. Yeah. Very narrow window, but we can definitely make that work. So
yeah,
we'll call you at this number. Just have your sons help you be ready for the Zoom call.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh no, you're welcome. Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
So excited.
Hello. If you're enjoying I Will Write Your Book, please do that thing that every podcast asks you to do and go and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. It makes a huge difference to us getting to new audience members. Also, if you have ever heard of social media, there's I Will Write Your Book on Instagram and I Will Write Your on Twitter, which features photos of our guests. And sometimes we get fun fan art that mocks up the covers of these books that we are talking about on these episodes. And it's really fun. So I hope you get a chance to check those out. And thanks so much for listening. All right, cassette tape 9. Karen Donahue and I are talking right now. We are at Sherman Coffee Shop. Karen, I'm really excited about this book. I think it's going to be great.
I can tell.
I think I might get into drumming.
I knew it.
I think that might be what I'm
missing. You're going to dip your toe in drumming. And you're not going to
I'm
going
to stick with it. I'm going to be committed to this. I think you should. I would love it if you would help out.
How am I going to help you out?
Because I know you were in a band once. I know you were like in a band.
Yeah, I was in a band.
You like sang backup and like played tambourine and like whatever that lounge act or something. Remember you were dating that guy in town. Do I have those details right? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, you're remembering it a little too clearly. You're like obsessed with me.
No, I have conversations with you.
You know what? That guy was right. You are a tourist. You're a tourist.
Oh, he said I'm a tourist in an emotional world. And I think there's something to be. I think a lot of writers would fall into that description where they're more observers. And I'll cop to that being a defect somewhat.
I think you kind of have a crush on him.
What? That's cool.
You have a crush on him.
No, that's crazy.
I saw you were beaming.
No, you're silly.
And he paid you a compliment.
No, we are.
And you were beaming and giddy about it.
That is not. You had me read very wrong.
You want to be him. You want to be his best friend.
No, I just say, hey, I see more
you
kindred
spirits.
You love
any morsel of attention that he's giving you. Kindred spirits.
Yeah, we're sort of peers. Two peas in a pod, I think.
You're not really.
I think I could have.
Your life is nothing like that.
I think if my life was one degree different, I could be the drummer for God as a Cannibal.
There's no way.
I think so. If I'd picked up.
You don't have that kind of.
If I had found two snare drums in that garbage can instead of a used ukulele, I think the path would not be so different.
See, that's the problem, is that you just pick up what's ever in the trash. Okay? You're not going out and seeking anything. You're just waiting for things to come to you.
When you talk to your other friends, do you constantly analyze and harangue them like this?
We're not friends.
You're coming at me so hard.
We're not friends.
Do you find this to be standard conversation when you talk to people?
Look, need help.
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay, so we're doing the
book. I have fun with my friends. They're normal people who like to have fun.
Why don't you ever invite me out?
Because you are a wet noodle.
You're a wet noodle. I don't think. I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
Ugh. If the straw were made of paper and useless, then yes, I agree. I think that this Chuff guy could be a good influence on you. Okay?
Yeah. I think we'd be mutually good influences on each other. I think we're equal peers.
No, you're kind of, you'll be a fan to him, and he needs that. He's the kind of person that needs fans.
I definitely admire him.
He needs fans around. Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so he'll hold court, and you'll be a fan. And he'll love that. It'll work out great.
Two equal peers of equal status and power.
No, not at all. I think you should go hang out with him, because you know what? He's going to help you have a one-night stand.
I'd love to hang out with him, and we can exchange
He's going to help you. He's
advice
help you
on each other's love styles and romance styles.
Have sex with a stranger. Let yourself go. Maybe I'll help him get into
an email relationship with a college
liberal arts major.
That'd
be unfortunate. Don't think that.
I think that'd be rad.
It's a waste of everyone's time. This is the best thing. This is going to be one of the best things that's ever happened to you. If you embrace it fully.
I think there'll be...
And really shadow him. Really shadow him.
Okay, some of your advice I will listen to, and the rest of it I promise to ignore. All right, cassette tape 10. This is a follow-up Zoom conference call with Chuff Mitchell. Karen
I can't
Donahue
see them.
Here,
I don't understand the machine. I can't hear. I can see them, but I can't hear it. What am I supposed to do?
Chuff, we're here,
Jimmy?
Chuff.
Oh, wait, forget it. I got it now.
Chuff,
I got it.
We're here.
Okay, I got it. Forget it. Get the fuck out of here. I got to do my call. I got it. Okay, I got it. I figured it out.
Chuff, if you need a minute or something to talk to your son, it's totally all right.
No, it's okay.
Okay. You're in a different room, I see.
Yeah, this is my son's room.
Oh, yeah. It looks nice.
Yeah,
he's into sports. He's into sports, it looks like. Monster
yeah,
trucks.
He's really into sports, and he's really into trucks. I told him at some point he's going to have to choose.
I don't know if that's necessary. You can probably keep them both in his life for a little while, I think.
Nope. Variety leads to complacency.
Wow. Right, make a choice.
Write that down.
And excel.
Hey, yeah. So Chuff.
Write that down, Will.
I got
write
it.
That down.
Write that down, Will.
Leads to complacency.
Yeah, because if you don't really dig in on something, if you're always mm-hmm. distracted by another thing, if you're just going to be like a hobbyist, then you're never going to be one of the greats.
Right.
That's good advice.
You know?
Chuff, I wanted to make sure I got one of these fills right. I tried to transcribe one of them, and even if it's not exactly right, just tell me if this is the spirit of what could be an opening fill.
Yeah, great.
All right.
Okay. So, you know, I'd say like that's like, you know, 40% there, you know, which is not bad for a guy that, you know, as of yesterday, hadn't played drums much. You know, I understand what you're doing, but like you're wrong. Your movement from the snare to the toms to the hi hat doesn't make any sense. You know, like you're not gonna progress to the hi hat. You might start
it.
At the hi hat. You know, like a Jimmy Chamberlain or a Stuart Copeland. Somebody, you know, Stuart Copeland's hi hat on Peter Gabriel's Red Rain is an iconic use of hi hat as almost one of the most significant rhythmic elements. It cuts straight through the entire song. Right?
I can hear it in my head.
So much so that you don't even know. You might not even think to yourself, "Wait a minute." I'm listening to this song, this Peter Gabriel song, but that hi-hat is unmistakably the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. You look in those credits.
Wow.
Guess what he's credited as playing? Only the hi-hat. He didn't play any of the other drums. Only hi-hat. Boom.
That is an accomplishment.
That's
iconic
status.
That is a huge accomplishment.
So you're right. These are cymbals. Right? Because now we're building to the opening of the song. We're building.
Yeah, he launched right into the opening there.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's when. Exactly. That's when my buddy comes in with guitar. That's when the bass.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
Like
wow,
you get those
that was good too. Write that down.
You got
Will.
Those bass. You know, it's like We're working in tandem, you know? That's
is
what
everybody
it's all about.
In your band, yeah, is friends. Everybody in your band good at stealing focus? It sounds like they're all pretty alpha. All the sounds you're making to represent the other instruments.
Yeah.
Those
well,
all
most
seem
of us
like
came
aggressive.
Over from most of us came over from another band called Apex Predators.
Okay.
We were all, you know, I'm not gonna lie, we called ourselves Apex Predators because we were all at the top of the chain, you know?
Yeah,
we're all
dominant,
like murderers.
Crushing. Yeah, right. I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way.
How so?
I just feel sort of dominant, and I also feel in a way
with to regards
be,
to what?
Just in regards to how much I take control of situations.
Let me, if you don't mind, just steal focus for a second and tell
would,
you why.
No, I would give up immediately.
You would never have been able to be an Apex Predators, you know, or oh, you know, God is a cannibal. Because here's what I'm going to say: when you okay. have spent the last 22, 23 years perfecting yes. stealing focus from other people. While they're perfecting. Also performing, when they're yes. performing and you're able to steal focus from them to yourself, that's right. what I've mastered, right? And you're just not there right. yet, man. You're just not
he's just
there
kinda,
yet.
He kind of like needles little yeah. bits of
yeah.
focus.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like he's just,
you know,
I'm
it's
a little
like,
bit
it's,
little biopsies.
You know, and
of
Karen,
focus.
You're the kind of person that I can tell, like, you're popping in. You know, like you're like a pop yeah. of flavor. You're popping in and you're like a little here, a little here, a little here,
right.
a little here,
well,
right? You'd be good in a band, I bet.
I used to be in a band.
What?
Karen used to be in
yeah,
a band,
I used
yeah.
to be in a band.
What?
She sang backup.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding. Of course.
Holy shit,
of
what
course
band?
I was in a band. I was cool. Spencer's Gravity.
Oh, fuck. I think I saw you guys. This yeah, is going back a long time, right?
Yeah, we used to tour.
They did a lot of Janis Joplin numbers and some Tom Jones. They were kind of like an early 70s.
Yeah, great time. Great time for
we
music.
Toured with the Toadies. We toured with the
Wait,
Toadies.
Wait, you toured? I didn't know you toured.
The Toadies or Toad the Wet Sprocket?
The Toadies.
Okay, that's the right answer. Because Toad the Wet Sprocket, fuck those guys.
Yeah,
they
fuck
still
those
owe
guys.
Us $500
they
for
do?
Opening at a yes, for opening at a microbrew 2 years ago.
Ugh,
yes, they're still
bastards.
On the road.
I mean, you know, you gotta pay.
It was
you
them
pay.
And the Samples.
Hey, Chuff, where are you based out of?
Where am I? I'm just here in New Hampshire, man.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Hey,
nice.
You know, normally Will kind of doesn't, you know, go visit the person who, you know, the author of the book.
Sure.
But in this right. instance, I really think Will would benefit and the book would benefit from him spending some time with you.
I agree. Just two of us palling around as equals.
Where are you
rolling.
At, Will?
Right now I'm in Los Angeles.
Great,
but,
I'll come to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is that is,
I've been
is
meaning to come
you?
To LA anyway. I'll come to you. Okay. I can crash with
okay.
you.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I got room. I got a couch. There's no problem.
Great.
Yeah. You're sure it's not going to disrupt your life to make such a decision so
No,
quickly?
This is the beauty of a broken family, if there is any kind of good
flexibility.
Part of it.
No, I feel the same way, yeah.
You know, I'm going to, you know, starting in a week, you know, I don't have the boys for 3 weeks straight, you know.
I felt the same way when Linda left me. I was like, good, freedom is what I said to her.
No, you
almost
didn't.
Immediately.
No, you
I was
didn't.
Like, well, okay, not immediately.
I'll stay
but-
with you, and you know what? We can, like, you can get a flavor, because I want you to be able to, like, write my book from my point of view, you know? Because
I would love that.
Even just though these are just transcriptions of drum fills, I want the book to tell an emotional story.
Wow. Even though it's just list of fills, you want, yeah, beginning, middle, and end, you said, to tell a story.
I really
but
want
you don't
want
to include any person. Do you want
to
include any
feel as though they've gone on the journey with me.
Okay, but do you want personal anecdotes then, like, about your life?
I'd rather
like,
not.
Okay, just the fills. Okay, so we'll try to make that tell an emotional story.
Yeah.
Well, when you're out here, I'm really looking forward to you coming out here. And yes, I'll try to get a feel for what it's like to play these drums. And then you and I, just two peers, two equal friends.
You really
got to
show
them
the ropes. You really got to, Chuff, you got to kind of show them how to be a human being.
We can go out. We can go to bars.
Yeah, you should go out, go to bars.
We can see bands.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I'll show you some ropes too. I'll show
not,
you ropes.
He doesn't have any life.
Yeah.
No,
he doesn't have any interests.
No. I have
nothing.
I mean, you live in LA. Some great concert venues in that town. You know, you've
he
been to the Viper
out.
Room.
Have
He's
you
been
scared.
To the Viper Room? Where Johnny Depp owns the Viper Room?
I drove by it.
I played
I drove
there.
By the Viper Room.
You
I played
did?
Played bunch, the Viper Room.
Yep. Nice. Yep, the Roxy played there.
Oh, yeah.
The Whiskey, I played there.
I went to the Greek Theater once for a Bare Naked Ladies sing-along. The band wasn't there, but the crowd just sang along to the songs.
I don't want...
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't want this to come off. I just don't want to talk about Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Oh, okay, yeah, not your style. That's totally fine.
No, it's not only that they're not my style.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those guys.
All right, well, I think we've got it. I'm really excited to do this, so I'll book you a plane ticket.
You're going
to
have so much fun. We're going to be like, you know, Batman and Robin or some shit. You know,
yeah, or like Batman and Green Lantern or something like that.
No, it would
like
be more equal. Like Robin. That was more like it.
Yeah, Batman and the Green Lantern are equals.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's...
No,
be like
you're
that.
The Robin. He's the Batman.
Okay, well...
No, yeah, I mean, like, only in this instance because, like, you're trying to get... I'm the kind of Batman because you're trying to get to... you're like my ward.
Drummer-wise,
yeah.
Yes. Drummer-wise, absolutely.
I'm bringing you into my world.
Yeah, life-wise, okay, yes. Everything. Yeah, you're
drummer-wise,
his ward.
I am Robin. But in a lot of other ways, I think I'm the Penguin.
Oh, like a villain. An ineffective villain.
An ineffective
almost
villain.
Almost always compromised and then cowardly backs his way out of a situation by selling out all of the other villains he's previously allied himself with to try and
take on
Batman. The weakest link in the villain chain, other than the Riddler, who only sometimes is possible.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. Yeah, well, yeah,
actually,
that's who I think I am. Penguin.
Yeah,
I think that's accurate. Yeah, I would love to be the Penguin.
You think you're a Cobblepot?
I think I'm an Oswald Cobblepot. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
He's an educated man, and I believe he's British.
Listen, his family helped build Gotham, the same as the Waynes, I understand, but I just...
Prominent family, well-reared,
from the entire Batman rogues gallery, it just says a lot that you chose to be the Penguin.
He's pretty high up there. I mean, if you ask somebody to name the Batman rogues,
Bane.
He's going to be one of the top three.
Bane,
Joker, and then Penguin. That's what I think.
No way.
Really?
Are you kidding? Oh, Joker. I mean, Joker... Bane, Joker, Poison Ivy, Mr. Freeze. I mean, these are all way... I would even put the Riddler, Calendar Man, Kite Man, Polka Dot Man. These are all real Batman villains. Genuine, very real Batman villains.
Oh, yeah. Right. Polka Dot Man is a famous Batman villain. Absolutely.
All that I would say better than the Penguin at challenging Batman.
I don't... Polka Dot Man maybe.
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, sure, but a window guy, I think, is lower than the Penguin.
Probably
and,
a window guy. I mean, what are we talking about? That's very
well. He was like a backup in a story. Pillow hands.
Sure.
Anyway, okay. Chuff, thank you so much. This book's gonna be great. I'm happy to do the audio version, and maybe you, me, and Karen can jam when you're out in town.
Oh, you know what?
Non-ukulele, no ukulele.
If you promise to be a uke-free zone. Absolutely. I would love to. I would love to meet up with both of you. I'm so excited right now.
Thank you so much for talking, and we'll get the contract over. We're going to get started on this book.
Great. Ah, so good. Thank you guys so much. This has been, honestly, the first step in changing my entire life.
All right, everybody. That's another episode of I Will Write Your Book. My name's Will Hines. I played a character named Will Hines. And to plug, you can follow me on Twitter, WILLHINES.
Hey, Murphy. I played Karen Donahue, as always. Murphy, please, on Twitter and Instagram, and download Quibi.
Pam's in a great Quibi show. And Jason.
I'm Jason Manzoukas. I played Chuff Mitchell today. you can hear me as well on the How Did This Get Made podcast on the Earwolf Network. And what did I want to do? Oh, just because I was playing a drummer and talking about music, I want to plug a band that I love, a record that came out called The Ochre World by Million Lands. It's my friend John's band. He's an amazing drummer in a whole bunch of different bands, including Oneida and People of the North and many other amazing, fantastic New York indie bands and otherwise. He played with Laurie Anderson. So if you want to check out an unbelievably amazing drummer, you can, follow or look up Kid Millions and check him out.
Oh, great plug. Thank you. And thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with drills for hands, or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.